G&D Audio presents an unabridged recording of Negotiating the Deal by Carrie Johnson, MBA, PhD. Narrated by Sean Pratt. To my first grandson, James Lincoln, you will be a great negotiator. Your parents will help you become a pro. You will get all that you want if you work hard and love your family and our Lord God. Remember to negotiate for what you want. Your grandparents love you to the moon and back. Introduction. Do you negotiate? Do you know how to negotiate? Most people say no. Many think prices are set in stone. They often pay whatever the sticker shows. Yet it's not only car prices that can be negotiated. One of my golf buddies, Anthony, was able to negotiate a rental agreement for an apartment recently. The seller wanted $1,750 a month. Anthony offered $1,400 while making the case he was stable and had a history of making rental payments on time. He also introduced pressure on the seller by saying that a competing apartment manager was offering $1,200 a month at roughly the same square footage. The landlord accepted the $1,400 without making a counteroffer. Negotiation is often about price discovery. It is also about more than just money. Perhaps the landlord had to evict a tenant in the past and didn't want to go through that again. Perhaps they were tired of the marketing and advertising expense. Whatever the reason, Anthony's negotiation skills came in handy. The landlord might have leased the apartment for less than $1,400. We will never know, since there was no counteroffer. Negotiation is the most money you will ever make. The truth is that you negotiate every day, especially outside of work. But when you negotiate within your job, the time spent negotiating is the most profitable you will ever engage in. Let that sink in. By learning the skills in this audiobook, you will make more money per hour by negotiating than by any other income-producing activity. Let's assume that your income is $100,000 a year. Based on a normal 2,000 hours worked in a year, your income is $50 per hour. Let's also assume that you want to buy a used car that costs $20,000. Because of your masterful negotiation skills, you're able to purchase it for $18,000. The negotiation took 1 hour of your time. The effort earned you $2,000 per hour. Looks pretty good, doesn't it? You will make even more money on larger agreements. Most will refinance their mortgage every 3.5 years. They will purchase and sell a home every 7 years. Let's also assume your home is $750,000. The seller's market of 2021 notwithstanding, you will probably need to negotiate. We also assume that you don't expect the home to sell for more than $700,000. But in the end, an enthusiastic buyer gives you $725,000. That's $25,000 more than you expected to get. That also means that a 3-hour negotiation produced a return of $25,000. You can make the case that your negotiation skills made you $8,000 per hour. What if you wanted to buy a house listed for $750,000? Anything less than that would be a success. In a buyer's market, realtors love to brag that they can typically buy for 10% below the listing price. Let's assume that is overly optimistic, and only 5% below listing is possible. That still means your negotiation skills made you nearly $38,000. Depending on how many hours the actual negotiation took, your time is now worth more than $13,000 per hour. But only when you negotiate. You will make more money per hour on a single negotiation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?